Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti microphone. Blue helps musicians, podcasters, and YouTubers tell their stories and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
I had this thought today that every single human being who is in the Austin area has said the word scooter. Don't you think?
Followed by some expletive.
That's right.
Yeah, or preceded by.
Yeah, they've got these little rentable scooters floating around. And we talked about this the other night.
Floating, yes.
They're just horrible. And I tweeted something like, not only are these things dangerous for riders and pedestrians alike, but they also double as litter.
Yeah, they're just there's piles
scattered
of them everywhere.
All over the street. And several people got tweeted back to me like, you're now an honorary Austin citizen because you have complained bitterly about the scooters.
I saw a scooter being fished out of a creek.
I've seen them mangled in the gutter.
Yeah. I saw one mangled in the gutter and just thought, I get it.
Yeah.
And that probably wasn't done by someone who actually rode the scooter.
Right.
It was just somebody. Well, they're all over D.C. and in Rock Creek Park. They've been ending up in the river there, too.
I saw one mangled in the gutter and thought, one down, the rest to go.
All of which is to say we saw a lot of great music today.
Yeah but I also saw, so speaking music of scooters, we talk about scooters. I saw hoverboards. I saw a man on a hoverboard with a snake. Actually, I've seen that twice. Two different people.
Two
like
different people, two
albino
different
anaconda or something. It's like a
wait,
giant.
Wait, you know the snake?
Well, no, I'm saying it's something. I can't say for sure that's what it is, but it's a giant anaconda.
I feel like we're just hallucinating things now. I saw a ton of great music tonight.
Then you didn't hallucinate.
I'm
here with Stephen Thompson and Robin Hilton. It's Friday. We'll just call it that.
We'll call it Friday.
South by Southwest 2019.
Yeah, I took a trip around the world tonight. I saw music from six different continents.
That's amazing.
Antarctica needs to step up its game. The Pluto of continents.
Had nothing
for me. But I was all over the place. I saw Pippo Romero, who you recommended the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful kind guitar. Of flamenco meets classical guitar. But he had a little kind of pocket orchestra with him and just this beautiful sounds, these winding solos. Loved him. Polish composer Stefan Wesolowski, who does some...
I miss that.
He does kind of film music, music that sounds like film music. That was quite beautiful. 47 Soul.
I love 47 Soul.
Yeah, was it like Jordanian, Palestinian music? Incredibly joyful and high-spirited.
With the main singer has a big bass drum, like in a marching band, kind of with a stick that he beats, and there's electronics in that music, and it's very uniting in the messages.
Very
that they,
much so.
Yeah, we mentioned them on our show last when we did Global Fest, and they're coming to do a Tiny Desk in July. By the
way, I cannot wait. Band from Tokyo, Yayel, again with the percussiveness. Electronic music can be so flat on stage sometimes, but they just found ways through dancing and through multiple actual live percussionists to give it this throb and excitement. I've got more bands, but why don't you guys can talk.
My favorite show I saw today was Cherry Glazer.
Oh, wonderful band.
I saw a lot of bands today that I knew but had never seen, or maybe one of you guys had mentioned and I hadn't seen. Cherry Glazer, the singer Clementine Creevy, she just ate up the stage. They have a sound that will fill a stadium one day, I believe.
Huh.
And their record Stuffed and Ready that came out earlier this year could end up on my top 10, I think, for the year. I saw something today or tonight that I can't believe I had the opportunity to see. I saw Nanook of the North.
Oh, yeah.
Not the film.
But that's Stefan Wesolowski's group.
Right. So when you mentioned that, so it's two guys, ambient electronic duo. The name comes from the 1920s documentary, silent documentary called Nanook of the North, about an Inuk family in the Canadian Arctic. They made a score for the film and then called themselves Nanook of the North. And I was telling Bob, like, they're not gonna take this show on the road,
right,
you know, and go on tour. The fact that I had an opportunity to see these guys perform this music is just such a treat. And then also, speaking of Poland, they're from Gdansk. They are friends with the members of Troopa Troopa.
Oh, nice.
Which Bob and I both saw earlier, and I actually thought, Bob, I thought, wow, they've gotten really, really good. They've signed with Sub Pop. Yeah. They've got a new record coming out. It was great to see them.
Yeah, we're excited about them.
Yeah.
My day started with a fellow named Sean Barna. Sean, I know from D.C. In fact, I met Sean one night while I was standing in a bathtub.
As one does.
There's a place in D.C. called Bathtub Republic. Somebody's basement. They put on house shows. And so that's where I
thought you were going to tell me this was like a public bath.
And Sean sings, I think of him as wearing Ziggy Stardust on his sleeves. He's got Bowie in him, sings of a lot about coming out and being gay, and then just living now in New York City and that life in New York City. I'd never seen him perform before, and it was a thrill to see. And then I saw this group called Borzoi that I didn't know.
Okay.
They're from Melbourne. It's a trio, a noise trio. And the drummer was kind of late. He wasn't at the sound check. And the two guys got on stage. And just as it's about to start, the drummer runs on stage, rips his coat off, trashes his keys to the ground, and plays faster than any drummer I've ever seen in my entire life. Like fierce, loud noise. And after 20 minutes, and it wasn't that I didn't like them, but I had to leave. I mean, it was really just a fantastic wall of noise that filled me up. Borzoi, I'd never heard of him. I didn't know him. I was thrilled by him.
A 20-minute drum solo?
No. It was guitar, bass, and
yeah. Would have been keys had he not trashed the keys. Isn't that what you just said?
No, he threw his keys.
Oh, his keys. Yes. When you said he smashed his keys down, I thought he destroyed his keyboard and then he started playing?
I'm glad we clarified
The
other person who might have been confused by that.
In the music world, we often use keys as shorthand for keyboards.
We can do that.
So I played I played Jojo Abbott. On the preview show. She's a singer and rapper and kind of budding fashion icon, originally from Ghana. She has lived all over the world. She had been sick, and she kind of introduced her set by saying that she had lost her voice early in the day, and then just proceeded to just rip it up. She's fantastic. I saw speaking of the preview show, I saw Sonambulo Psychotropical from Costa Rica.
You took my space.
Did you not get in?
Couldn't
so
get in.
I went
oh,
to see. So
no. They're amazing.
You finish your story, and I'll tell you why I didn't.
Well,
get
my
in.
Story is I got in and they're great.
So there was the group before Felix Contreras put on from All Latino put this showcase on that you went to see that band, and there was another band he said you must go see an hour before called Cima Funk. It's kind of like if James Brown came from Cuba.
Oh wow.
And a big band, a female trombonist and a great whole rhythm section, loved them. And I thought, I'm just going to step out. It's 11 o'clock. The next band doesn't come on until midnight. And I'll just go to see two or three other bands, which
I did.
Done
it a million times.
And then came back and it was packed and I couldn't get in.
Well,
because you were there.
The important thing is that I got in. speaking of clubs we couldn't get into, I saw The Comet Is Coming. This like wonderful kind of danceable jazz band.
Apocalyptic danceable jazz band
from the UK, and they played at this club where the whole front of the venue is open. There's
big
no
open window.
Big open window, but with no glass. And I've watched, they tend to fill up quickly, and so I've watched a lot of shows from the street.
Yeah.
You can just look right in and see them. And there was sort of this ecstatic dancing among the crowd just walking by on the street. They were incredible, but really it was just a world tour for me. About the end of the night, I saw an Americana group from Norway called Darling West, and a country singer from Australia named Rachel Fahim. So it was like everybody was from all over the place, which was just a joy. You know, the whole world is in one city, and I got to sample so much of its music. It was just a joyful night.
Saw an artist Bob mentioned on a earlier late night dispatch earlier in the week. Is it Tamino or Tamino?
Tamino.
Tamino, the Belgian Egyptian singer. He was performing at one of the churches here, and
that's a perfect space to see.
I just cannot There are no words to describe what that guy's voice is like.
This is the one that Bob compared to Jeff Buckley and Leonard
Cohen. I did.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely in that ballpark.
It's a touchstone.
That's a good starting point.
Jeff Buckley and Leonard Cohen, those are very, very different voices.
I think Jeff Buckley is a good starting point for this guy, but his voice, I would say it's a falsetto when he goes high, but it is so full-throated that it just, it's like... I texted Bob at one point during the performance, how is this even possible? I can't think of a singer I've seen with a voice as remarkable as this guy.
But then there's the Leonard Cohen part that you got the depth in his voice,
that's
too,
true.
Which is why I use this.
He is absolutely unbelievable. Go see this guy.
Tamino.
T-A-M-I-N-O. You've got one more day. I'm done after this guy. But maybe you can catch him tomorrow. I don't know if that was his last show. He's 22 years old.
We'll be hearing a lot from this guy in the future.
We should go back and
see how many,
times we said this person will be playing stadiums next year, and then we'll have no recollection of
how many careers we've ruined. By
I think our track record isn't too bad. We were talking about Lizzo last evening.
Yeah. Okay, it's all right. Phoebe Bridgers as well.
Kambo Chimbita was an artist that I loved, a woman singer. Her name is Carolina Oliveras, and the whole group's from New York. There's a bassist and electronic musician, two modular synth players, which tend to be more drony kind of synthesizer sounds. One of the synth players is called the Prince of Queens. And it was sometimes ethereal and deeply emotional, though I couldn't understand any of the words because they're in Spanish, but I love them and I'm going to spend some more time with them.
Wonderful. I mentioned Big Phony on our preview show. I got to see him tonight.
Great.
He introduced his show by saying that, "Hi, I'm Big Phony. I write sad songs. I'm here to really bum you out." And then he talked a lot, and he ended up being really funny, just kept delivering, dropping these just very dry one-liners.
Well, he's the subject of a movie about his own life, or something. Apparently, he's an actor as well as a singer. I think that's an interesting dude.
So you go home.
Go home, and I leave you suckers here to toil away in the last day. I am done.
Toil away. Oh, this is like working in the mines, seeing music we love.
My hips hurt. My feet are killing me. I've been walking around however many miles a day.
I don't mean to suggest that my dogs aren't barking.
My dogs.
But I'm happy to have a good day.
No, it's great. I see almost a year's worth of shows in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. This festival, for me, keeps getting better. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say keeps getting better. It was taking a little bit of a dive for a bit. I wasn't seeing as much. This year, last year, it has scaled down. Mm-hmm. And I think the curation has improved, meaning that for me at least, I'm seeing things, as you say, 6 continents.
Yeah.
That's the sort of breadth and scope of the festival, I think, has improved a lot.
It feels more carefully curated to me, for sure.
Yeah.
Fewer mega acts hijacking
Sucking
the festival.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. It's a very discovery-oriented festival, and you can tell an enormous amount of care is going into it. And I love it.
So Steve and I are going to have a great time tomorrow?
Yep.
See you, suckers! Jump cut to me on the jet.
Bye, everybody.
All right, good night, everybody.